You paint political paintings as well, don't you?
Mm.
You make statements through your paintings. Do they sell?
I have people, who have asked, who come and look. You know, I just had a political, you saw that show at Philbrook?
Yes.
You saw the painting I had in there of the Barbie doll with the yellow wig?
Yeah.
And the bottom of it, it's called Fat Nixon.
Yeah.
Because I keep thinking Trump's going to leave, just like Nixon did, on a plane in the South Lawn, because he's gone one step too far. Well, he's not gone yet. But there might be another painting coming, too.
And here we sit on this day, 48 days until the election, November 3rd. It's 2020. And it's obviously a huge election.
It is in my book.
Yeah. What advice do you have to potential artists? There are starving artists. Few succeed.
I can starve. Let me tell you something about starving. I still starve on occasion.
You do?
Yeah, sure. It's one of the, you know, it's not like I just sat down and made tons of money and just lived on it from that. I spend it. It's meant to spread around. It was never my intention to be a millionaire, ever. It just never occurred to me. I have learned in my life that money comes to me as I need it. I never had a full-time job in my life. I had 4 part-time jobs. I worked more than anybody I knew because I was still putting in 40 hours of painting a week. I teach in the morning from 9 in the morning till 10 at night. I come home at 10 at night and paint from 10 at night to 4 in the morning.
Wow.
I was young.
Mm-hmm.
I could do that then.
Right.
Now I have to do it in the daytime. After 11 o'clock, my mother used to say, nothing good happens after midnight.
Right.
Well, I've gotten up the next morning. If I painted to 1 or 2 in the morning, I'd get up the next day, come in and see what I'd done.
Mm-hmm.
I would just like, what did you do that for?
So I suppose it's like writers will say, if you have to write, if you have to paint, then consider it maybe your life's calling. But you have to be careful to decide whether this is just a hobby or is this really something that I should follow up on.
I always say it's the most fun I can have without laughing. Honestly, it's fun.
Yeah.
I just make a living at it.
And you can do this till you're 85 years old.
Well, you know, that's an interesting point. I have assumed my entire life that I would do this until literally I'll get in a chair and I'll die in the easel, is what I'm hoping for. And I hope it's a quick drop dead and you're gone, but we'll see. It never occurred to me that my hands would hurt.
Mm.
My thumbs would hurt. My right here.
They do now?
Mm-hmm.
It's arthritis?
Mm-hmm. And probably overuse.
Mm-hmm.
My hands, like, this is where my hand's comfortable.
Yeah.
Well, that's a grip tension. And so I have so many hand things that I try and wear and to protect my hands. And my eyesight's good. And for a diabetic, that's a... it's the leading cause of blindness in America.
Hmm.
So there is a reason to pay attention to having diabetes. I didn't want to be blind. How good is a blind painter?
So you'll paint as long as your hands...
as long as I'm able.
As long as those hands hold up.
And if they don't hold up, then God, take me on home because there ain't nothing else I want to do.
You fear death?
No. What's there to fear? I think it's like going to sleep in one room and waking up in another.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope I have good paint supply up there, wherever.
So you plan
or down there.
You plan to go up there.
Well, I really hope I'm reinvented and cast into some little body newly born baby somewhere. I like that idea much better.
Did your family have a faith, a church?
You go to church? Oh, yeah. I grew up going to the First Christian Church, Disciples of Christ, which was kind of like the Methodist Church in Claremore.
So that was a weekly occasion? And
oh, yeah. My dad was an elder. My mother played the church organ.
Okay.
We lived across the street from the church. We were there all the time.
Yeah.
Now I'm a good Unitarian. Been at the Unitarian Church since 1972.
Well, I have enjoyed talking to you.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Thanks. It was fun. And to be in your studio where such great work comes out, it's indeed an honor to be here. So I thank you, and many people will be fascinated by your painting and your thoughts on your painting. That's very good.
I also like to talk.
Yeah, that's
my
true.
My parents used to offer me a nickel for every 5 minutes I'd be quiet. Let me tell you, I didn't make a penny. My mother'd say, here's a nickel.
So thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.